New aviation security measures designed to respond to September 11th are proving no less controversial. Airport executives say some of the new federal security rules are too harsh and make no practical sense, not because the regulations vary from airport to airport, but because airports themselves are so different from one another. The smaller airports say they can't handle the government's one-size-fits-all approach. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Glacier Park International Airport in Kalispell, Montana, is nestled amid three mountain ranges. It's about 20 miles outside the hiker's paradise of Glacier Park, where grizzlies are just drowsing from hibernation and the snow is finally melting. The airport gets its international status because some private planes fly over the border from Canada. The commercial flights are all domestic, the planes are small, and even at the busiest time, there are still only about 150 people in the terminal. It's the kind of place where everybody knows everybody. The kind of place where the screeners know the passengers.
Hi.
How are you?
How's your mom? She didn't look too good yesterday.
Well, she's doing a little better.
It's this small-town feeling that the airport director, Monty Eliason, wants to preserve. His jaw tightens at the mere mention of federal security regulations. His secretary describes him as laid back, but Eliason is full of anxiety over the new federal system. He complains that the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, is painting all of the airports, big and small, with the same brush.
And most of the listening that they have done has been to large airports. And I think there's such a difference between the operational procedures at a large airport and a small airport that there's just some things that TSA does not understand yet about small airports.
For example, Eliason objected to the government sending rifle-toting National Guard troops to his airport. The Guard is present here in Kalispell, but they carry pistols instead. And when it comes to the giant explosive detection machines, Eliason says there's simply no room in his terminal to put one of the truck-sized scanners.
It seems to me that we're almost forced to build another facility on the ramp or adjacent to the ramp so that they can go through and be checked at that point.
The Transportation Security Administration is testing various types of other explosive detection equipment to see what might be appropriate for small airports. No decisions have been made yet. But it's the security rules outside the terminal that make Eliason the maddest.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine.
Can I get you open up the trunk, sir? Or ma'am?
It's okay. Yeah.
A guard now stops every car on the way into the Kalispell Airport. The guard shack, and the barricades were added after September 11th. New federal rules insist that cars can park close to airports only if they're vigorously inspected for bombs. Eliason says it's the most expensive and onerous of all the security rules he's had to follow. And he doesn't think a car bombing is likely here at Glacier Park Airport.
I mean, you know, who are we protecting and why are we going so overboard on an airport terminal that, in Kalispell, Montana, where the threat is almost nil?
Monty Eliason says he's resigned to the fact that the government is taking over airport security, but he thinks the TSA should focus strictly on screening the passengers and bags that go aboard aircraft and the workers on the tarmac.
That should be it. Everything else on an airport should be left to the local law enforcement and then to the local airport authorities to secure in the best way that, you know, is available to them.
The price of federal airport security is rising rapidly. By year's end, the cost will certainly be in the tens of billions of dollars. But exactly how much and who will pay for it is the key question. Monty Eliason, like other airport directors, worries that if air travel becomes too expensive and air service is cut even further in rural communities, it'll be tough for small airports to survive. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Kalispell, Montana.